Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
there. That's where your power is. The blood of Jesus.
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20. I want to look at something, and I'm going to add some few things to this here. If you don't mind, you pray with me. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank Him for another day that He allowed us to have. You know, I want us to understand that with nothing on it yesterday was so great, allowed us to be in His presence. But He allowed us to be here and see another day. It was Him who made this day out of reality. You know, we come with thanksgiving. We come with praise. And we come lifting up the name of the blood of the Lamb. I love when there's a few things I want you to, if you can just put this in your margin, if you can just put this in your margin, if you can just put this down, if you got a pen and piece of paper, I want you to put something down. What does the Lord's Supper symbolize? The Lord's Supper symbolizes. I want you to put that in right there. What does the Lord's Supper symbolize? What did the Lord's Supper symbolize? And I wonder, who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? Who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? Who is eligible? So it's three questions I'm coming with, right? I want to look at this here. What does the Lord's Supper symbolize? What does the Lord symbolize? Help me, Holy Spirit. And I want you to hear me. There's some answers behind it that I believe you can add to it. And who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? Who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? I want to kind of tap into that. Can I do it one more time for understanding? Write it down. What is the Lord's Supper symbolizing? What does the Lord symbolize? The Lord's Supper symbolize. Who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? I want to deal with that. Let us come with prayer and thanksgiving. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humble manner we know how. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that come to us, Lord, that woke us up early this morning and started us on our way. Lord, we just come with our heads and our hearts lifted up to thee, Lord, knowing that it was you, Lord, that made this day out of reality. So we want to thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for your ever-present with us. We ask you, Father God, as we get in the Word of God, we ask you, Father God, remove everything to have us slow for understanding, slow for getting on board, Lord. Let the Spirit of God teach and preach, Lord. Hide the message behind the cross, Lord, as the message is being conveyed. Let it be that when someone asks, what must I do to be saved? Oh, how can I be able to enter into the kingdom of God? Let it be taught through the word today, Lord. Let the grace of your love spread right now. We ask you, Father God, for clarity, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to help us as we gracefully go through your word, Lord. Bless the listeners that they hear with a spiritual high and their heart open up to your word, Lord. We ask you as we go, we ask you as we leave, never leave thy presence, Lord. Leave with us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we go on in this beautiful lesson, in this beautiful day and time you give us with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen. Scripture again. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to read something. And we're going to get into these questions I asked that you jot down. When you come together, therefore, in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. I'm in the book, y'all. For in eating, everyone take before other his own supper, and one is hungry, that's what the book said, and another is drunken. Amen. He said, what have you not a house to eat and to drink in, or despise the church of God, and the shame of them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Or I praise you not For I have received of the Lord, which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, same night in which he was being betrayed, took the bread, help me, Holy Spirit, and when he have given thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is body of you. This do you in the remembrance of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. After the same manner, watch this now. I like this, how he did it. After the same manner, he took the cup and he had supped and said, this cup is the New Testament. Help me, Holy Spirit. In my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do it one more time. He said, as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Don't forget this one again. Let me do it one more time. He said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. He said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread, that drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Not the discerning, help me, Holy Spirit, the Lord's body. Let's do this again. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh a damnation to himself. Not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we, help me, Holy Spirit, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, wherefore? I got to do this again now. My brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another, and if in him man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, I will set in order when I come. Help me, Holy Spirit. Paul was illustrating to the church of Corinthians about taking the Lord's Supper, taking it real serious, church, and he was putting it in this proper form. And I raise these questions because we're living in a time that when the Bible didn't tell you what day to do it. It told you to do it often. And when you do this, you do it in reverence until he comes, because he's coming back. And when he does come back, he's coming back for you and I, because we are his bride. And being his bride, he's going to look at us. And right now, he's fixing us up. He's putting the right, if we would call, the right garment on. Help me, Holy Spirit. In this right garment, he's setting it right now that you're not going to get in because you're perfect. Oh, help me. You're not going to get in because you did everything right. You're going to be getting in because that body, that bread that he broke. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, that right there. That blood. And that wine symbolizing that right there, you getting in because of that. Not only that, but then once you get it inside of you, it's consuming you, things change. So I raised the question again. What is the Lord's Supper symbolizing? What is the Lord's Supper symbolizing? Let me give you my little answer on what I believe it is. The Lord's Supper is a communion. We all come together. We coming together, and we come in one unison, and we taking this bread and this wine, and we believe as we do it, like it was the day He was in the upper room giving his bread as a body and his wine and wine as his blood. We believe that we're coming together to commune together. We're coming in fellowship together with him, and we're getting on one accord with him. And I want to tell you something. As we get off in the scripture a little bit more, I want you to know that even saying that, it because of the blood, it is because of the breaking of his body, as we call the bread, and because of all what he took on, so you and I can have this, we call eternal life. Help me, Holy Spirit. He had to come down through 42 generations to be able to show us and present us to God, show us that you can walk this walk. But then if you do fall, I'm here to pick you up and allow you to do what? Live. Like it was said in the back in the old. Some things we're not going to understand, our brothers and sisters, until we see him. And when we see him, you're going to understand about that Lord's Supper. You're going to see some things that you've been reading about. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to see that love that he took on for you and I to have it. Some people think, you know, and we look at this and it's symbolizing this. So it's representing this like a metaphor when we use the bread and we call the wine. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then I asked the question, what does the Lord's Supper symbolize? Now hear what I said now. What does the Lord symbolize? My answer is it symbolizes a believer partaking the body, the blood of Jesus into his own body. And watch this here. And we can say something else to that, Reverend. Anybody who's listening to me, the Lord's Supper reproducing the body and the blood into the believer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to say is it's like you taking the blood, help me, Holy Spirit, and the bread, and it's reproducing itself inside of us. It just carefully, let me show you something with the context of this here. Because we really believe that God, when he comes inside, once we step in him and believe in him inside of us, we believe that he's dwelling inside of us, and we believe that he's in there. So we start acting like him. We start showing some characteristics of him. We start believing in some of that stuff. The Jeremiah says it over here. Jeremiah says in 15 and 15, oh Lord, thou knowest and remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors, taking me not away of long suffering, knowing that, watch this here, for the sake I have suffered and rebuked. Thy word was founded and I did eat them. And the word was unto me, and the joy rejoicing in my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I have sat not in the assembly of the mocker, and nor rejoiced. I have sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain so perpetual? Why is my wounds incurable, which refused to be in healing? He said, watch this, Jeremiah speaking to him, right? He said, what would thou be altogether unto me as a liar, as the water of y'all? I want to tell you, you can get into some tough spots in your life. Jeremiah is calling out to the Lord as he visits him. He called out to the Lord because he know God is avenger. Help me, Holy Spirit. He know that when God is coming in, he's moving. Help me, Holy Spirit. He know that when he moves with the Spirit of God. That's why we have to be careful when we come in. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have to be careful when we come in and teaching God's word. This is not an absolute. You don't have to believe it. I'm just only giving you what I said because I want you to hear what I said. The second question said, I ask you to write it down. Let me read it again. What does the Lord's Supper symbolize? My answer is symbolize a believer partaking of the body in the blood of Jesus into one's own body, right? And then watch it. Then if you allow me to kind of can add to that a little bit, and it can also mean the Lord's Supper is reducing his body and blood of Jesus into a believer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's putting himself into, and he's reproducing us when we take it. Don't you? I don't know if you ever, when the last time you took the Lord's Supper, you're taking the Lord's Supper, and how you feel when you looked at that. I want to say this from the bottom of my heart, that when you, if you're in the Spirit of the Lord, see, the Scripture says, man should examine himself. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Scripture says a man should examine himself when he eateth this. Jeremiah said when he eat this and eating the word of God, it's like nutrition to him spiritually. It builds him for the trials and tribulations of life. I don't know how many times you ate the word of God. You look in and you read it and you're consuming it in the spiritual man. It's so much nutrition in that. It calls you to love somebody when they don't love you. It calls you to refuse hatred when someone hates you. It calls you to be a peacemaker when you want to say something because you're consuming Jesus in you. Now he's reproducing himself in you. Now you got to be like, somebody say, well, I'm not perfect. I know this. But if you keep getting closer to God, help me, Holy Spirit. If you keep getting closer to God, there is a scripture. He said, when you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he said, you have eternal life. And I will raise up him in the last day. Help me. Once you start, that's if you don't know what it is, that's John 6 and 54. Once he's getting you, brothers and sisters, he's coming back to who he got in the book of the Lamb. Alive, he's coming back for them type of people who's getting prepared right now. And I like it. He said, you don't want God to judge you later, the scripture said. You don't want God to chastise you later. You want to be chased now to repent. Help the Holy Spirit. So when you're doing this, you'll find yourself knowing that soon, help me, Holy Spirit, soon when Jesus come back, he's going to see this. There's a practice we need to practice, and it is taking the blood. The wine is the blood. The bread is the body. And consuming this like it is, like he's there. I want to say this again. When you take this Lord's Supper, if you do it, if you take it, and the Bible said do it often, in remembrance of this, until I return. You know, some people probably took the Lord's Supper, and God know when. You know, but I'm telling you this here. I ain't talking about you going to get no night train or nothing like that. And help me, Holy Spirit. I ain't telling you going to get no filter gin and some bread that you got out of the store. I ain't saying all that. I'm talking about when you're taking it along, it should be sacred. Help me, Holy Spirit. You should be somewhere where someone has prayed over it. Someone has concentrated their mind and their heart. And when they prayed over it and they lift up that bread, you should be at that moment like it was the day that Jesus hung on this cross and he broke his and he sit there and gave his life for us and blood came coming. You should be right there with that and imagine that you were there. You know, imagine. Now, I'm going to tell you this. And the scripture teaches this, I will tell you from the bottom of my heart, I know it can be really misunderstood when he said, when you come together, don't treat this like you at a feast. Like that's how the Church of Christ is doing. They come there, they eat and got drunk and ate and got food. This is when that kind of stuff. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you can do that at your home. He said, but when you come to the house of God, you're taking it into another level, a spiritual level, that you represent and symbolizing me that I am there. Prayer to the pastor is over here. He's presenting you that. And then if they read the scripture, prayer, they don't. But they convey the scripture out of memory. There's one scripture that hang a lot of it up when it says, but let a man examine himself. So let him eat not that the bread or drink of the cup. See, the Bible said, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthy is eateth and drinketh into damnation to himself and not discerning the Lord. But so let me give me my little input on that, you know. Let me give you my little input. He's not also telling you that you can't take it. He said, when you do, examine yourself. Repent. And when you repent from it, then when you go into the fellowship of God, no man can stand for God without repentance. No man can stand before Jesus without repentance. So repent. You know what I'm talking about? And some of us, we are our worst critic. That's why we don't go to God any kind of way. We go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my sin, known and unknown sin. Help me, Lord, that I can see your spirit and I can feel your spirit. And it convicts in me to do your will. Now, watch this. It don't make you perfect. Help me, Holy Spirit. But to make you God conscious, if I can say that. He said discerning. Discerning, you know, be discerning. Discerning is a word that we use on English language that we know what's right and wrong. Nobody got to tell you when you're right or wrong. You really know. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we just ignorant to it and we don't want to, stop doing what we're doing. So I'm almost through, y'all. I have these questions. The first one was, what is the Lord's Supper symbolizing? I said to me, the Lord's Supper is a communion. What is the Lord's Supper? What does the Lord's Supper symbolize? I said, it symbolizes a believer partaking of the body and the blood of Jesus into his own body. Then I also added to the little added to it, I said, the Lord's Supper reproducing the body and the blood of Jesus into the believers. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said? Then I used Jeremiah. Jeremiah said he eat the word of God. He consumed the word of God. He just every day he has to get up and eat the word of God. Every day, all day today, he just consume it so it can help him when the visitation of the Lord comes. Help me, because vengeance comes. Persecution is going to be there. People going to be, what they call it? They're going to talk about you. They're going to run you down because you say you love God. And there's a lot of people still out there mocking you because you say you love God, but you stand strong. One day, God going to come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Back for his church. And when he do come, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he do come, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to defend it. He going to do what he said he going to do like he did when he first come. But when he come back the second time, it's going to be a strong arm on him. So what I want to do, this last scripture, this last question, who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? Have you ever asked that to yourself? Who can take the Lord's Supper? I mean, I've been around long. I heard this here and this here, but let me give you my answer. A believer, those who believe that Jesus is the Christ and the inception work that he done and did on the cross. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then be plain with it. It says, who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? And the answer I would give, a believer. And let me tell you what a believer is. Those who believe that Jesus is the Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. Accepted the redemptive work that he done and did on the cross. Can I get a little understanding with that a little bit more? That if you want to take the Lord's Supper, you want to get in there and you want to be in fellowship with it, first you have to believe. You have to believe that we often, you hear a lot of us, you know, Brother D, or Reverend, maybe you might hear your pastor. You hear a lot of times, you might hear people read a certain scripture and they try to be careful when they read it. He said that, thou shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So with the heart, tell me, Holy Spirit, man, believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. But there's neither difference between the Jews and the Greek. But the same Lord over all, help me, Holy Spirit, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm got context with this. Romans 10 and 9 through 13. I got context with you because I want you to know that we carrying this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We carrying this out to let you know that you have to believe. You can't take the Lord's Supper and don't believe. It's not even possible that you can take God's word and consume the bread and consume the wine. I said wine. Let me back up. I should have explained this a little better, Brother D. I'm not talking about, I don't know some churches, and some churches, they do punch, grape juice, and all. I know that. But I'm going to tell you, they drunk wine. And they drunk the wine. And some churches, you know, our church, we offer both the grape juice. Some people can't, you know, because of the condition, they can't drink it. You got kids, you know, you don't want to expose them to that. You give them grapefruit, grape juice. Then we do have wine, and we use the wine, and we use the unleavened bread without yeast in it. It's flat, you know what I'm talking about. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, and we does it, and we do it, and we believe that. We believe it, and it's like Jesus want us to do it. So what I'm saying is, so when you're taking this, you have to believe what I just said. You have to believe in the redemption, and brothers and sisters, and Brother D, you have to believe that Jesus is the Christ. You have to believe that. And you have to accept this redemption work that he did on the cross. And I had a scripture, if you don't mind, because I know I'm going to be really through, because I know for because of time, I'm going to pray for you. Pray for me, Reverend, Brother D, because of time. Watch this here. Stay with me. If y'all don't mind my reading, I got to find it. Yeah, stay with me.
Come on.
Y'all ain't hung up yet. Have you hung up?
Come on.
Look what our brother said. He said, then came the day on an unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And Peter sent, Luke 22:7, and Peter and John said, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. He said, and they said unto him, wherewith thou that we proceeded, prepare? He said, and he said unto them, behold, when you are entering into a city, there shall be a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entered into. He said, and you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber? Where I shall eat the Passover with the disciples? And help me, Holy Spirit. And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished. They're making ready. And they went into filing he that said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, my brothers and sisters, he sat down in the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, he said, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be, what he said, fulfilled in the kingdom of God. If you mind, if I just do this just for me, for you and I, he said, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said unto, take this and divide among you. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God should come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he took the bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given up for this. I'm doing in the remembrance of me. He said, likewise, Brother D, also the cup. At his supper, this is the cup in the New Testament in my body, which what he shed for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, and why I repeated that, I want to tell you, he had to get their heart right because he's going to leave, brothers and sisters. He's going to go. He's going to go and leave. He had to get their heart and mind right. He had to get them ready for what's been about to happen. But all the time, you've been wanting to, I got to go, Reverend. I got to go, Brother D. I got to go. I got to go. Now it's time. He's fulfilled everything. He done done what he said he's going to do. Now it's getting them ready. Now, so when they come through the persecution, when they come through the trial, they can remember this day that he was in. He was there because he made it so plain. Just not know any man. When you see the man with water, somebody said, "What you talking about, man?" He had a bell of water with him, bucket of water with him. But at this time, it's not customary. The man walk around with this thing. He knew it was going to be what normally you see the women doing, but he knew at this time. And they seen them, and they seen them. See, God know how to put it together, you know. He know how to lay it out, Brother D. He know how to let it be so everybody can see the glory of God. So when you see him, he said, "Can you show this goodness?" And took them to the upper room so they could be able to have the Lord's Supper. We call the Passover. Somebody said, "What is the Passover?" The Passover is we believe that Jesus was this sacrifice. Jesus took one time the children of Israel from Egypt. Help me, Holy Spirit. Won them out of it. You know, and they take an annual day that they take time out and remember how they got out of Egypt. Help me, Holy Spirit, out of Pharaoh's arm, Reverend. Now Jesus is going to be this Passover line. He's going to get us out of this world that we call earth and world and what you're doing every day. And he's coming, you know, and when he do come, oh, he's going to rest and show he's going to come. We believe, we talked about that word cliche. You say it so much, it like it takes its original form away. But I'm going to tell you, it ain't left my heart. I know he's coming back for you and I. When you do get a time, we normally, most churches normally do this on the first Sunday of the month. You know, most churches, some churches, some religions, they do it every Sunday. You know, but the Bible, he said, do it. And he said, do it often. Yeah. And when you do it, do that. And it remembers of me. And he said, do this until the day of death, until I return. Because he coming back.
That's it.
May God bless you,
brother. That's it.
May God
bless you.
It's my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's truly coming back.
Yes, sir.
He's truly coming back. Amen. Amen. I want to read something to him, my brother. As you were speaking, I was looking, and here's what I ran across. It says the Lord's Supper. I didn't really get hooked much on the first few paragraphs. I really got hooked and fell in love with the last sentence of this whole thing. But I want to read this to my brother this morning. It says the Lord's Supper is done to remind us of the life and work of Jesus. And it makes us as peoples of his new covenant. And while doing all of this, it also anticipates the final glorious feast.
Yes.
The meal served. Now this is what I fell in love with right here. It says the meal served as a taste of what is to come. And
that's
the taste of true life. See, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." It serves as a taste of what is to come. My brother just told you, and he just poured out from his heart. He's coming back. Jesus truly coming back. And he said he's coming back after church. What do you say? He's coming back after his church. The Bible has instructed man a long time ago. He said, "We just pilgrims passing through this barren land." Jesus is coming back after his church.
For us.
And his church is not going to be a building made by hand.
It's
just not. It's not going to be a building. I promise. There's nothing to add to it. I just want to read that little bit to it. But there's truly nothing else to say behind the way you just gave it to him. It's nothing for man left to do but those that's out of the will of God to break running to Romans 10:9. That's what they need to do. You need to be like Carl Lewis right now. Those that's old like myself, remember Bullet Bob Hayes. You need to be breaking and running to the book to find Romans 10:9 and align yourself up with the Lord Almighty, because my brother just poured his heart out to you. He's coming back.
contrary to whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to accept it or not, Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back after, I heard my brother say the other day, he's coming back after his bride. He's truly coming back after his bride. And this is one time I want to be a bride. I got to be a bride. This is one time I got to be a bride. He's coming back. He says he's coming back, and he said, I have my reward with me. His reward. Ooh. Ooh, brother, you gave it to him. I mean, you have truly gave
God
it to him this
him,
morning.
God bless you, man.
He's coming back. My Lord and Savior is coming back. And I got one more thing I want to tell him. He's coming back sooner than you think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot sooner than you think. This time on this side is winding up for you. It's winding up. The Bible told man, when you see certain things come to pass, he said, just know that the end is near. We're seeing things come to pass right now that the Bible spoke of that we were... It's sad that he's giving you. He's coming back. Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Beautiful, Doc.
There's nothing else to be said, bro. I mean, you have laid it out. You have laid it out this morning. He's coming back.
You know, when we do this, I want you to, because we're going to adjourn, but I want to leave this with you. Three questions. It says to me, I hope you put it down in your margin. You know, you might want to go back and look at it a little deeper. What is the Lord's Supper symbolizing?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the Lord's Supper is a communion.
That's it.
I asked the question, what does the Lord's Supper symbolize? It symbolizes a believer partaking of the body in the blood of Jesus into his own body. Then I also said, I said, you can add this with it. I said, the Lord's Supper is reducing the body and the blood into the body of the believers. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it. Believe.
He said, watch this. Let me add this in. The sin-free blood, his sin-free body into our sinful body. Can I add that in, Brother D?
That's it.
When we do it, he's taking that bread and that wine. It's no sin there. And he's putting in our sinful body so we can be washed and made whole. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do that again. We're undoing this when we're taking on the symbolizing of the blood, the bread, the blood, and the wine. Watch this here, the last one. And we got to get the last one for sure. We have to have it. Who is eligible to take the Lord's Supper? And the answer is a believer. And those who believe that Jesus is the Christ and the redemption work that he did on the cross. You know, before you do anything else, you got to believe. Like brother just told you, Romans 10, I can't confess for you. Brother D can't confess for you. You had to confess on your own. You had to do it on your own. You had to say, you had to do that. And you had to believe it too when you're saying it from the heart.
What he tells us
with that scripture there, I'm going to leave you alone. But what he tells us with that scripture there, he tells us, Brother D, is telling you can't lip service me. You just can't tell me anything. That's your man.
That's it. You can't just tell me anything. That's it. That's it.
You know, I got comfort. So, man, believe. You know, man, wherever the treasure is a heart of man, that's what you're going to believe.
That's it. You can't fool me. And you have heard me say it many times. I truly believe that there's some that think they got this magical excuse that they're going to be able to give my Lord when he comes. But the Bible has already instructed, man, there's only two. Either you're going to depart from me or you're going to be well done. There's nothing in between. It's well done or depart from me. And my brother, I know time is growing late, but if you could, I got to get out this truck for a moment. But if you could, can you expound a little bit on
how they got to believe. You got to get out this carnal mind, and this thing is done through faith. It's faith that this thing is done. You got to believe in the unseen. In the name of Jesus, I gotta get out of here. Can you give him a little on that for me?
You know, both of us. You know, both of us late. But let me give you something while we're late. I want to say this. There's nobody can make you do it. It has to be willing. But once you, I'm going to give you some of the scripture to help me with. Once you accepted him, then there's some things going to happen then. But he's not going to force himself on you. As I can say it like that. Now, once you receive him, then that's when the we call kingdom building happen there. The Holy Spirit comes and start teaching you and guiding you through life changes and trials and tribulations. But you have to believe. You have to believe that what you are doing is going to be better later on. Somebody said, why are we going to wait so late on? Because I'm telling you, as long as you're in this body, you're thinking you're doing pretty good. You're thinking you're doing all right. But as long as you're in this body, you haven't seen nothing till you really get to see the Lord in his fullness. Some of us maybe got to see a glow of the Lord. Some of us might got to see the light of the Lord. But now. Throne of grace, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. We see you, Father God, and we believe in your word. We believe in the teach word. We believe in the word of God as it went forth, that it touched someone's heart. Lord, we didn't know, Father God, we're always in thy presence, that we feel you, Lord. We believe in your ever-present at this time. We ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If it was something said, wasn't understood, Lord. There may have been a stubborn spirit there that came and said, I didn't understand. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to help that spirit to understand, Lord, that your word, It's real, and it's a reality. We trust in your holy word. We know, Lord, it's you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
He was wounded. So glad that the Lord will rule that for me. Yes, you are.
Wait.